participation in Christ's allotment. Romans chapter 8 and verse 17 reads, "Yet if children, enjoyers also of an allotment, enjoyers indeed of an allotment from God, yet joint enjoyers of Christ's allotment." In Christ, we've been made partakers of the allotment of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the Son, we've been brought into union with all that the Father has. We could never dreamed up such a thing in our wildest imaginations. As with all that we have through our union with Christ, if it was not recorded in the Scriptures itself, we must surely oppose it as pure blasphemy. We will not take full possession of our allotment till the resurrection. We must not forget, as we labor through our days, that we are sons of the Father and that He is the possessor of heaven and earth, of all things. We currently live in this present evil age, but we have a divine calling on our lives. We are to walk here as God's own sons, shining as lights, and doing so changes our approach to an outlook about the many diverse details of our earthly lives. Ephesians 3:6 says, "The nations are to be joint enjoyers of an allotment, and a joint body, and joint partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the evangel."